SBS Radio.
And now a conversation with Nyoka Bando, who will be running a cooking workshop in the upcoming Little Foods Festival next Wednesday. The annual event aims to educate kids about healthy eating and how cooking can be fun. The festival also promotes sustainable food production. In our conversation, Nyoka Bando says that the annual event, which is normally held at Federation Square, will be run exclusively online. In her appearance, she'll be joined by her 5-year-old son, providing a step-by-step demonstration of a healthy recipe using native ingredients. She says the recipe is an easy one that anyone can do in their own home.
The Little Food Festival is happening virtual this year due to COVID-19. Last year they had it at Fed Square, and there was a lot of events and workshops that kids can go to. And basically it's to learn about healthy eating, educate kids, you know, that it can be fun, that sort of thing, and inspire people to cook more healthy at home and families. But they also make it fun. So last year we had a tent and we were selling some native fusion foods and things like that. This year it's all online. So it's happening on the 30th of September. What you can see online is basically everything that would have normally happened if the festival wasn't virtual.
Yeah.
So there'll be a video of me and my son talking through a healthy recipe that uses native ingredients, and it's an easy recipe for kids to do. So,
how old is the little one?
He's 5, so he helped me through the recipe, and we wanted to show people how easy it is to use native ingredients and that kids can do at home. So it was a step-by-step process that we did, and that'll be available online for people to watch.
And yeah. Cooking for kids, how, just explain to us the experience of bringing kids in a cooking show, a virtual cooking show, virtual festival. Have you been practicing with the little one how to do it, or?
Because we're already, you know, a family that's involved in food, he's always usually involved in cooking or helping in the kitchen, so he loves it. But one of the things that we wanted to do was create like a recipe that kids would actually enjoy, to show them, you know, because how fun it can be, and then eating healthy as well. So we did like a raw native balls using all, you know, ingredients that isn't processed, you know, cheap, that sort of thing. He thought that was really fun because the process was blending and then rolling, and it was using all different textures with like nuts and like desiccated coconut and stuff like that. So you know, that the different textures and techniques is what kids really enjoy, and teaching them at a young age to do things like that and then enjoy what they've made makes a big difference to like when they're adults and they're cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah. So it's just getting them to not only learn some cooking techniques, but also eat healthy.
Yeah. And so the organizers of the event is the Sandro De Meo Foundation, and they inspire and empower Australians to make healthy choices and that benefit the environment as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're trying to teach kids at that young age all about that. And then when they grow up, you know, they've got that knowledge of how eating healthy can affect the environment as well.
Yeah. Okay. And you use sustainably sourced ingredients. Tell us about the ingredients that you source and how the whole process is geared to help also the sustainability of the environment.
With the ingredients that we use, we try to keep everything as local as possible, so that, you know, it minimises us driving around. It keeps, you know, the community running as well by supporting local. The company that we get it from, that we've started getting it from is, you know, they're not a big corporation, so they don't have a big impact on the environment. They just grow as needed. So that's one of the benefits is... for Bunyip Hollows is we can contact them and say, oh, we've got a big event coming up, can we get this, or can you specially grow this for us? And it's all that sort of relationship, which is what I was trying to find for a long time, that is you know, creating that ethical relationship between a supplier and our company. So we just try to keep everything local, and I think that really helps with the environment. And all our packaging is biodegradable. With our delivery runs, we always try and keep it on a single run, so it's not multiple like
drops,
emissions.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff
okay.
That we really try.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a very, not only sustainable, but we also have to be a little bit very creative in organizing all that. And does it make it more expensive?
Yeah, it does make it more expensive. So some of the things on our menu is a little bit higher just because of those reasons. But I mean, it's a good reason to support. To pay that little bit extra because you're helping especially the environment, but you're helping all those little businesses along the way to keep in business.
Yeah.
And one of the things about native ingredients and like the education around it is that if more people ate that and it was produced more in Australia, then our natural environment would go back to what it was pre-colonial with all the introduced species, which is affecting the waterways and stuff like that. So it's more environmental hazards and things like that. So
kind of regenerating the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the festival runs for a good part of the day. What time slot have you been allocated so that we can inform our listeners and they can tune in and get to see what's his name, the little one?
Finlow is his name, and I think he's been watching a lot of cooking shows and fishing shows and stuff on YouTube because he was very, very good at the presentation and things of the ingredients. So he was a natural, actually, so I might get him to do some more videos.
Oh, that's excellent. So what time can we tune in on the 30th?
So it starts from 10 a.m. and they don't have a specific program as yet, but you can check on the website, which is healthyandhome.org, and you can find out all about it on that website, before the festival happens, so you can get the itinerary and everything like that. Because everything's pre-recorded, so it's going to be, you can access the videos anytime and the recipes and all the activities. So, you'll be able to get all that information on the Healthy and Home website.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Nioka.
No worries.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.